Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
A trade news update for Mate Internet and Mobile. Mate, award-winning Aussie service. Mobile plans from $20.
So, Mate News update for Mate Internet and Mobile, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from $59. And, of course, the enlisted Port Adelaide veteran Hamish Harlow was told the news a couple of weeks ago and this morning has said that he's very open to going to another club.
The closer towards the end of the season that was sort of unfolding, I guess the more those options were explored. And so those conversations were had with Michael Dowdy, my manager, about, all right, if things aren't to go to plan here at Port Adelaide, you know, where to next? And I am very keen to continue my AFL playing career elsewhere.
No real surprise in those comments. Boys, do you see Hamish Harlow being on a list next year?
I really like him this year. He got injured and missed the second half of the year, but he was something that they really needed in defence. Now, they get Lachie Jones, Port Adelaide, next year, who's going to be a star, playing virtually the same role. So maybe that's why they had him out on. And I assume if he wants to play again, I assume his body's okay because he's always had a few issues. So if I want a tough halfback flanker with a heap of experience who uses the ball really well, I'm going after him. I haven't really had a good look who he would suit, but just looking down the teams, Greater Western Sydney could use someone like him. You know, they had a makeshift young, did super well, they did, defence that they cobbled together from injuries. And I thought, well, just looking at them, I thought, well, you know, they are a real chance to win the flag again next year, at next year GWS, along with lots of others. They could use someone like that playing at halfback. I'd go and grab, if he's fitting well, his body's good, I'd be grabbing him for at least a year. He'd do it year by year.
Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion, Matty. I mean, you look at someone like GWS. They got two and 13 in this draft. So I think what in terms of someone like a Harlot, where do they fit with clubs? And generally, it's about, okay, what are we going to get at the national draft first, particularly when you see someone of his age and whatever. So a lot is going to be determined on your list build and where you see your list at and how many draftees you actually want to bring into your football club. And then you've got your rookies and all that. So you're right what you're saying, and I'm looking through the list now and who would he suit. I would say he won't know which club he – or will he get to a club? He won't know that until, I reckon, until the draft's over.
It's a late one. And need I say, possibly Geelong. We'll just be talking about how they need some blokes who can use the ball out of defence and good on the ground. Well, he's great at that.
Ronnie's on the Kogan Mobile open line. Hello, Ronnie.
Good afternoon, boys. Just a strategic plan from the Kangas, mate, with pick one. I'd do it as a strategy like the Adelaide Crows done last year with making the Bulldogs use all their points. Mm. I'd be picking Dacos first and making Collingwood use all their points. And Collingwood would want to try and get these two players in, so-called. I don't know how they're going to do it because I don't know which player they're going to get rid of because they have to get rid of someone to get more picks in. And as a strategy, North Melbourne should pick this kid at number one and all their points will be blown out and most of their points next year.
Roddy, very appropriate timing for you. I'm about to do North List and I will talk about that very subject you have rung in about.
Ronnie, keep listening. 10, 15 minutes away at the most before Matty Rendell runs his eye over the season that was North Melbourne. It was second half so much better than the first. Let's get to Stephen in Brunswick. He's on 1300 2355 48. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, guys.
Far away.
Earlier, I just wanted to make a point to state that Matty mentioned about Pitonet from Carlton. And I've probably been banging on about this for, I reckon, the last 3 years, that Carlton desperately needs a ruckman and De Koning's not ready. And I really don't understand why the Blues are not going after a really strong ruckman to help us out next year because Pitonet's not really cut out for it at all. And anybody that really knows anything about football can see that. Why aren't they why isn't Carlton chasing a ruckman that is going to be competitive? Because you can't rely on De Koning for the whole year. It's not possible.
No, I agree with you there. I really love what he did at the back half of the year for a skinny kid who really hasn't rucked much, Sosa, I think, either. He's played mainly as a key forward. But there was a game where I thought, this bloke's going to be really good in the ruck. And it was against Collingwood, and he was on Grundy, and Grundy really had his way in the first half with him. I love the way he fought back in that game and got on top of Grundy by the end of the game. I thought he was outstanding. And I thought he's got some real intestinal fortitude, De Koning. But you're right, he can't go alone next year. He needs some help. Pitney doesn't. If you're going to play the ruck, you're going to play a ruckman who can play really well forward, like De Koning. Find another ruckman who's a forward who can do some 5 minutes here and there. And Sosh, you've got some views on this one.
Yeah, I think Pitnett's first year at the club, he played really, really well. I didn't think the year that has just gone, I think he fell away a little bit. Tom De Koning, I think, will be the number one ruckman at that football club. Now, whether that will be next year or not, I'm unsure. But I think long term, De Koning will be the number one ruckman at that club. Having said that, you still need someone to be able to give him a chop out. I still think Harry Mackay needs to go into the ruck for 3-4 minutes a quarter to allow De Koning to go have a rest or some type of rotation. But to have to play two ruckmen, I guess you saw it on the weekend with Melbourne. They had
Gorn and Jackson. That works perfectly Gorn
exactly
does
right.
well forward.
Exactly right. So, and I think De Koning can play forward, and he can play in the ruck, obviously. And Harry needs to be able to do that just for a pinch, 3-4 minutes a quarter, go into the ruck, and then you get some flexibility in terms of what you can do, particularly with hopefully Charlie back in the team as well.
I would have thought it'd be great for Harry to put up his, give me 5 minutes, give me 8 minutes in the ruck a quarter, because you need to get away from these key defenders.
Well, the thing about Harry as well, he's agile and he's got real speed and you can get some touch and you can find some easy ball around the ground. So, we'll see what happens there.
You alluded to it there, Sauce. It's a lot easier to do that when Charlie Curnow's in your team.
Yep.
So you're able to have that liberty for 3 or 4 minutes a quarter, knowing that Mackay goes into the middle of the ground and Charlie Curnow, we know how talented he is, and we touch wood, I think, for everyone who wants him to be fit and healthy, and that need to be right. That makes it a lot easier, and that's what, one, Gorn goes forward, but Melbourne with Ben Brown inside 50, Luke Jackson can go into the middle of the ground and do some of that work.
Yeah, but getting back to the ruckman situation at the Blues, they did get Markov in the mid-year draft, who's a big, I think about 200...
Murkoff. I don't know enough about him.
Big 200...
Yeah, 210.
10 centimetres, and then... looking at their list, they probably may target something in the national draft, another young ruckman coming through. So,
The problem was, Sos, that all the ruckmen got taken in the mid-season draft. There was five of them. It was extraordinary. So there's not much left in the draft, unfortunately.
There's a late trade for MEGT, local apprenticeship expert since 1982, and for Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. We'll get to a break. We mention it, Matty Rendell, to go over North Melbourne and their 2021 next.